This weekend in Texas, speed, thrills, spills, crashes, raucous crowds, the second ever Roller Derby World Cup Championship screeched into Texas this week, and member station's KERA's Courtney Collins is our eye and ear on the smash-up.
The names are what first grab you. Each member of each team takes on a derby name. Slammer Eye, Enemy, Tantrum, Pippi Strongstocking. The women skating in the Blood and Thunder World Cup have a certain bombastic style. On Team Japan, a skater wore dramatic red lipstick and painted her face with stripes to match. Then there was the referee wearing skates, knee pads, and what looked like a short school uniform skirt.
Originally, I thought, like, oh, I love roller skating and these girls are so cool and I want to be like them.
That's Team Australia's Blockadile Dundee, a.k.a. Nikki Boyle.
I kind of realized that it was a sport after I started playing. So, yeah, you kind of get fooled. You get roped into it.
These athletes train hard. A lot of them skate for hours a day, 7 days a week. And it shows. They're tough. Just how tough is obvious when you sit and watch a match. Here, called a bout.
Matt Ballooney now on a scoring pass inside the pack.
Let's break this down. Each roller derby team has five players on the track at a time. Four blockers and a jammer. Each time a jammer navigates past a blocker, that team scores a point, which often leads to contact.
Big hit from Samuel Maxim slows down.
Roller derby has come a long way since the Nixon administration when it first got its start. Short skirts and plunging necklines have given way to uniforms that look like cycling suits. Bouts are no longer fixed, and you don't see as much contact as you used to. Tackling isn't even legal anymore.
I think what it is people always think back to roller derby back in the 70s when it was on the bank track and it was more wrestling than it was sport.
That's Larry Hopper, one of the Cup's organizers. He says their first event in Toronto 3 years ago featured 14 teams. 30 countries sent teams this year.
The U.S., Canada, Australia, France, Sweden, Denmark, Italy, New Zealand, South Africa's here.
It's hard to say which fans are the most rabid, but the enthusiasm award might go to the Aussies.
We come from the land down under.
Take it from team member Cookie Cutter, who also goes by Dominique Umdahl.
We have chance for every single person on the bench, on the track, in the stands.
Lynn Kloss, derby named Jukebox, is a member of Team USA. She hopes events like the World Cup will change the perception of roller derby.
There's not that many full contact sports, if any, for women that you can get involved in and play on a pretty competitive level without having played your entire life.
It's not a spectacle, she says. And despite her skater pseudonym, she's not playing a character. She's an athlete fighting hard for the win and a place in Sunday night's final bout. For NPR News, I'm Courtney Collins in Dallas.
Go, go, roller girl, look at that girl roll. Roller derby saved my soul.